Welcome to Great Stories in American History with Rebecca Price Janney. Today's story is about Anne Bradstreet, America's first poet. A highly cultured Puritan who settled in colonial America to escape religious persecution, she began to write poetry to relieve the boredom and hardship of frontier life. When her brother-in-law took her writings to England and had them published, it was the first book of poetry by an American and the first significant one by a British woman. Anne Bradstreet paused from her sweeping and sighed heavily as she took in the crudeness of her surroundings. A house made of rough-hewn wood in a makeshift neighborhood of the same basic dwellings. A tree-dense, rocky countryside that dared farmers to plant crops on it. The absence of paved roads, shops, and grand churches to elevate and lighten her sensitive spirit. The presence of native peoples who were sometimes friendly, other times hostile. It wasn't that Anne disliked adventure or disagreed with her husband and father's reasons for coming to America. She knew the Puritans needed to get away from constraints put on them by the English government's high church Anglicans. The Puritans pursued a simpler faith, void of outward symbols, like special vestments for clergy. Hounded and oppressed by the Anglican government, the Puritans migrated in large numbers to the Massachusetts Bay Colony in pursuit of religious freedom. Anne Bradstreet was among them. The young wife didn't oppose that decision, but adjusting to her new life came with great difficulty. When she first saw the new colony, her heart fell. She wondered how she would ever cope with the crudeness of the frontier. Raised in the rich culture of Elizabethan England, Anne missed Tattersall Castle and its sculpted English gardens, where she was raised. They belonged to the Earl of Lincoln, for whom her father had served as business manager. Nor was there anything in all America like the nobleman's impressive library with its volumes of Shakespeare, Spenser, and Johnson, swathed in the scent of rich leather. Not only was there an absence of culture in America, but Anne was frequently ill, as were many others in the strange new land. Some died shortly after their arrival. Life was a constant struggle to survive, with precious little time for Anne to cultivate or contemplate beauty as her spirit longed to do. Added to those burdens was the constant bickering among Massachusetts Bay Colony members. Every time she turned around, Anne heard new charges of heresy. She listened to the reports in fascination, wondering if her frequent doubts about God and the Puritan way showed. At times, the transplanted Englishwoman thought she would burst with frustration, doubt, and fear. When that happened, she vented her feelings through writing poetry about her experiences. Those creative, life-giving sessions restored Anne to a certain quietness that kept her going in the barren wilderness the Puritans called the Promised Land. And while she dreamed of someday sharing her poetic scribblings with her children and other family members, Anne Bradstreet never imagined she was on her way to becoming America's first published poet. I'm Rebecca Price Janney. Thank you for joining me with Great Stories in American History.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.